Hello, this is Lollipop, and I am going to be recording a story titled, It's Rude to Ask a Lady Her Age. This story was written by Stud Diddley. Hey, dude. You're kind of creeping me out just standing there. Does it matter what I'm doing here? I'm not bothering anyone. So why don't you be a good boy and leave me alone, huh? I've had a rough night. I'm not really in the mood to talk to anyone right now. Please leave me alone. I can't really make you leave the park, but can you not talk to me anymore? No. Me and my parents get along really well, actually. That's a weird question to ask someone straight out of the gate. Why would I run away from my own apartment? Well, after the night I had, I really needed some fresh air. You're calling the cops? Why? Is there a mugging happening or something? Huh? What do you mean I'm too... Oh, son of a bitch! It's happening again, isn't it? Little girl? I'm 25, asshole. 25. See? I shouldn't really be getting mad. It's not your fault. I do look really, really young for my age. It just gets really frustrating. I still get stopped by torrent officers on the way to work. I always show them my ID and driver's license, so they apologize and leave me alone. But the whole fiasco makes me late for work sometimes. When I go out with friends, some bars and clubs outright object me because they think I have a fake or something. My clothes are so childish looking. I've grown fond of them. Hell, I think they're pretty cute. But I'd like to find something my size that looks more grown up. But it's really hard to find clothes like that when you're only 4'6". And dating? Oh God, I haven't had a successful date in almost 2 years. A couple of the guys I went out with were super paranoid being seen out with me. There was this one guy a friend of mine set me up with. One of those blind date thingies. Apparently, she used pictures that made me look older than I obviously look. Snapchat can work wonders sometimes. I was supposed to meet him at the park. He parked around the curb, I spotted him and waved, he looked at his phone and then me, and drove away. He chewed out my friend, saying that I look like a fucking kid. The worst was last weekend. It was a guy I found on Tinder a while back, and we really hit it off. After a few weeks of talking, we decided to meet. Took me to a movie and then to this really extravagant restaurant. It was going well, until the cops came in, busted right into the restaurant, forced him to the ground and hauled him away, and left me with the $300 bill. The cops explained to me what was going on and asked if I was okay, and that we should contact my parents to get me home, until I showed them my ID. They were super embarrassed and tried to apologize and all that. Come to find out, he was a huge pervert. A whole lot of illegal porn on his computer and phone. Apparently, I was the closest thing to a child he could get legally. I felt like shit after that. I was some creep's best legal option. I took the week off work and just sobbed about it. Oh, tonight? Nothing with my age. I was just stood up. I know it's not big, but it still sucks. So yeah, that's my sad, sad life in a nutshell. And no, I'm not looking for pity. I have plenty of ways to comfort myself. I like to drink away the pain. With beer. That I have to have my friends pick up for me. I don't know. I'm in the mood for a cold one. But I've only known you for like a few minutes. I know I've been on blind dates. Well, not really. But it was with a friend of a friend, and she would have known where I'd be at all times. I guess you get lonely too, huh? Well, if you go to my place, I might be a bit more comfortable. And just because I'm short doesn't mean I can't kick your ass if you try anything funny. I take Taekwondo. Come on already. I want to get tipsy and forget about that asshole who stood me up. Let's go. You know, you're really not such a bad guy. In fact, you're one of the more nicer guys I've met in a little while. That must sound kind of sad, right? You know, you're a pretty handsome-looking guy. Your girlfriend must be really lucky to have a guy like you. Uh-oh, I'm not interfering between the two of you, am I? Would she be mad that I invited you over to hang out? Okay, good. I might be a lot of things, but a homewrecker is definitely not one of them. Do you think I'm cute? Like, wanna date cute? Sorry. I made things super awkward, didn't I? The drinks might be getting to me. I'm sorry. Oh, really? Wow, you really think so, huh? Wanna spend the night with me? I was hoping you'd say yes. Can we call this a date? Even though it was out of nowhere and uneventful. You know, I don't really care at all about that cute and sappy shit. I like to get right into the dirty bits. Yes, I love huge cocks and all, but this just... Wow. So, it's a big one, but definitely something I can handle. Feel good. It's been a little while, but I'm doing my best. And your balls, they're just so heavy and full. You've been pinned up for a little while, haven't you? It's okay. We're going to empty it all out. You really could have warned me that you were gonna come. I almost choked on it. You're lucky that you taste really good. I should really let you have it. I'm not mean. I just like to tease my partners a little. You're about to fuck me, so I think it's only fair that I get my little verbal punches in. Why are we still talking? It's about time we slip out of these clothes of ours. It's getting really, really hot in here. I know. Normal, sexier bras are normally impossible to find in my chest size. So I go without and wear camisoles. Same thing with panties. But aren't they cute? I really love little character print panties like these. And they hug my butt so nicely. Don't they? Okay, I'm ready for you. Giving you that blowjob made me really wet. Just the rest whenever you're ready. I'm fine, don't worry. I just feel so stuffed. You don't have to hold back. I can take you. I can take all of you. Baby, you're already going so deep. I can feel your cock rubbing against my tight, sensitive walls. Bottoming out inside of my wet, shallow pussy. Look, my little body, it's bouncing up and down. It's craving that sweet, huge cock. Look at my tits, my little breasts, bouncing up and down. Up and down as you penetrate me. If other people saw what you were doing to me right now. See the way that you're fucking me. They might get the wrong idea. Call you all sorts of names. But it's okay because I'm legal. If my small body turns you on even more, that's okay. Because I know you like me for me. I really like you too. I'm so glad you talked to me. This has been this night has been amazing. I love you. I
come together. Come in me. Blast me with your cum. Please. Please. Come for me. Come. Oh, fuck. I really do like you a lot. We should do this again. Not just the sex, I mean. There'll definitely be loads of that, too. But just hanging out and being together and going on dates and stuff. If you become my boyfriend, that is. Good. Wanna go again? Wait. Feed me first. I'm a bit hungry.